Hey, you're listening to Raw Thoughts from A, where we speak from the heart, even if the words are still trembling. I'm Alex, and today we're talking about something I think a lot of us don't even realize we've lost. Our inner child. The part of us that still believes in magic, that laughs too loud, that cries when it needs to, that doesn't overthink everything, it just feels. But somewhere along the way, we grew up, and maybe we left that version of ourselves behind. So today, we're going on a journey, not outside, but inward, to discover the child that you used to be, and maybe even invite them back home. Let's talk about how to discover your inner child, and why doing so might just change everything. What even is the inner child? The term inner child gets tossed around a lot these days, but what does it actually mean? To me, your inner child is the emotional core of who you were before the world told you who to be. It's not just a metaphor. It's a living part of you, still inside you, still watching, still feeling, still hoping. Your inner child is the part that believed people were good, asked questions without shame, got excited over the smallest things, felt safe expressing emotions, didn't shrink to be liked. Before heartbreak, before rejection, before you were told you were too sensitive, too much, or not enough. The inner child is who you were before you were edited. Let's be honest, life happens. We go through pain, we build walls, we get busy, and sometimes that pure part of ourselves gets buried under shoulds and musts and responsibilities. Here are a few signs you might have lost touch with your inner child. You feel numb or emotionally disconnected. You struggle to feel joy unless it's productive. You avoid play, silliness, or vulnerability. You criticize yourself constantly, especially for feeling too much. You can't remember the last time you created something just for fun. You feel like you're constantly performing, even around people you love. Sound familiar? You're not broken. It just means that soft part of you, your inner child, has been waiting quietly in the dark, and they're ready for you to come find them. Okay, so how do you actually rediscover your inner child? This part's not about being perfect. It's about being gentle. Here are some ways to begin. Ask yourself what brought you joy as a kid. Seriously, pause for a moment. What lit you up when you were little? Was it drawing? Climbing trees? Making up stories? Watching clouds? Seeing made-up songs? Dressing up? Talking to yourself? That wasn't random. That was your essence. Try bringing just one of those things back. Not to master it. Not to monetize it. Just to feel it again. Number two, write a letter to your younger self. I do this sometimes when I feel lost. Start with, hey, I'm sorry I forgot about you. I'm ready to listen now. And then just write. Let that child speak. Let them tell you what hurt, what they still need, what they miss. It might sound strange, but this is powerful. It's like sitting down with yourself in a time machine. Number three, give yourself permission to be silly again. Silliness is sacred. Laugh at stupid memes. Dance in your kitchen, wear socks that don't match, go to the beach just to build a sandcastle. Joy without purpose is a form of healing. Your inner child isn't judging you. They're begging you to loosen up, just a little. Four, reparent yourself. This one's deep. Sometimes your inner child is still hurting from wounds they never got to process. Maybe they didn't feel safe, or seen, or loved. Part of discovering your inner child is learning how to give yourself now what you didn't get then. That might mean talking to yourself kindly, setting boundaries without guilt, saying I'm proud of you in the mirror, letting yourself cry and not calling it weakness. So why go through all of this emotional digging? Why find this child and bring them home? Because healing isn't about becoming someone new. It's about remembering who you were before you forgot. That kid inside you didn't need to prove their worth. They just existed and that was enough. And if you've been walking around with that constant sense of emptiness, that quiet ache that never fully goes away, this might be why. You're not looking for a whole new version of yourself. You're looking to be whole. A wholeness means bringing that child, scars, dreams, fears, and all, back into the present with love. So here's what I want you to try this week. Do one thing, just one, that your 7-year-old self would cheer you on for. Color. Skip. Watch cartoons, eat something messy. Tell yourself, I see you. You matter. I'm here now. Because you do matter. And that little kid inside you, they've been waiting a long time. This has been Raw Thoughts from A. Thank you for going deep with me. Sometimes the healing is quiet, but it's real. I'll catch you next time. Until then, take care of your inner child. They've got so much to say.